Intervju Radija Študent.
Planning to Rock, Janine Rostron. Lahko bi rekla, da sem se na graški Spring Festival, ki je potekal konec prejšnjega tedna, odpravila predvsem zato, da bi končno ujela nastop skupine Planning to Rock in se v najboljšem primeru še pogovorila s pevko Janine Rostron. Planning to Rock so nastopili v graškem Dom im Berg, dvorani v gori, ki je odlično zaobjela močno sporočilnost, ki je pozivala k osvobajanju od označevalcev in patriarhije. Videno in slišano je začaralo prepričane in presunilo novince. Janine Rostron namreč eksperimentira z gender oznakami, jim jemlje moč in sporočilo preusmerja še na druga področja družabnega. Upira se neoliberalizmu, se z The Knife pogovarja o političnem aktivizmu in vse to počne z razmišljajočo lahkoto. Poleg tega s svojimi performansi mnogim povzroča težave, ob ugotavljanju njenega spola in obenem še pokaže na nesmiselnost in omejenost te klasifikacije.
Hi, my name is Jam. I'm a musician and a music producer, and I go by the name Planning to Rock. I'm British, but I live and work in Berlin since about 10 years and have recorded 2 full-length albums. I guess you could describe me as an electronic musician.
It's coming, you know it, I know it, let's hide. It's coming, you know it, I know it, let's hide. It's coming, you know it, I know it, let's hide.
Your last album is entitled W, like as a letter, which could be read also as W. And what is the title referring to? Is it connected maybe to the conscious and unconscious aspects of one's psyche?
Mm-hmm. I found this album really hard to find a title for, and I got to the letter W exactly for that reason that you say that it also, when you say it, it sounds like you're saying W, so like two of you, two of yourself. So I liked this idea of having another self. I just thought it was quite a dramatic letter. I liked that people could automatically think I'm referring to the word woman or war or world. I mean, it's a letter that has a lot of cheesy kind of immediate, like, which I really liked as well. That's a great sound. and I think I wanted to find a title that would let you imagine quite a lot of things and leave it very open.
What do you understand under the concept of political action, let's say in relation to art, mm-hmm. or political activism?
Well, first and foremost, I think actually everything is political. I think the personal is political as well. And I think political acts, I think historically, are very, very interesting, and it's like a interesting tool. But I think now it's what's really interesting is different ways to be political and to make that visible in the public sphere, which is really hard, you know. I mean, at the same time, it's not because of the internet, but somehow there's a saturation, you know, to make people hear maybe your point of view, or if you want to resist something that, say, your country's administration's doing. So I'm really interested in finding interesting creative ways to be political and open up discussions about certain topics. So I'm very interested in political activism. Yeah.
So where exactly is political activism visible to your performances or everyday life? Perhaps you're breaking up with a gender binary, or for example, I can think about your, let's say, cyber-esque looks, mm-hmm. and a liquid gender scarf that you're wearing sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I use my music and my lyrics and my performance to change things that I feel I've been conditioned to be since I was very small. And that is definitely about gender, about one's own image, one's own sexuality, what your own sex is for you, and also financial and economic status and status. And especially now more than ever, I really try, I mean, especially in the lyrics and in the music, to somehow push these questions. Because I believe, for example, that gender is just an image game. It's not like something concrete. I think sexuality is an extremely personal thing, and it's something that individuals develop how they want. And I think that's, for me, feels closer to the truth, you know. So that's pretty, it's very exciting. Like, I've written a few new songs that I really just wanted to be on a stage in front of the public and just say these words, you know, like, that I think patriarchy should just go away, should get out of the way, or misogyny should drop dead. And I just thought, okay, well, you know, I'm standing on the stage, I have this opportunity to do this, what do I want to say? And that's how it kind of started, and it's going more and more, and it's a lot of fun, because music's really, it somehow relaxes people, and they feel they can be part of it, because music, actually I think everybody feels they can be part of music. There's not very much hierarchy in music, so once you've got people there and then you can start to sing and say things, it just works, you know. So that's my experience so far.
Patriarchal life. Patriarchal life. You're out of time. Time to step aside. Patriarchal life. It's time to step aside. Step aside. Ooh. Step aside, step aside, step aside. Get out of the way. Step
Do you actively support identity politics, or do you think they can cause problems?
I think identity politics is a living thing, and I think it's always going to be changing. And I think the situation is that all these topics have to have a place to be discussed between people, because what happens, what I see happening, for example, like with the transgender community versus maybe slightly old-fashioned feminists, not even transnational feminists, they're evolving and they're not talking to each other, they're not overlapping. And like say, or maybe old-fashioned feminists who actually in their beginning were very radical and very important to feminism need to catch up with new movements, and transgenderism should actually also be maybe a little more patient and also more feminist, maybe, you know. So I think it's all about actually everybody talking and sharing this knowledge, these experiences, and also evolving the languages around them. I don't think there's ever going to be like a point where it's going to just stop. It's like, yeah, we've succeeded. It's a living thing, and every generation is going to come with its own great things about it and its not great things about it, because especially like living in such a capitalistic culture like we do, and economics has such a strong effect on how society is educated and evolves. So I just hope that that there are points where these discussions can happen.
In 2010, you collaborated with The Knife, produced an opera, if I can say. It's an opera, Tomorrow in a Year, in which you are paying tribute to Charles Darwin. But isn't his legacy, like evolutionism and so on, very problematic if you think about gender, race and human supremacy, conceptual rigidness?
Yeah, exactly, totally. It was a very strange commission for all of us because, and I think also it was received with complication as well, because actually we tried to somehow, through sonics actually, try to counteract those exact sort of troubling topics within those theories of Darwinism. I mean, we had to really, first of all, we had to read everything by him. It was like really studious, and so we tried to sonically somehow challenge those elements of his theory that also we had, that somehow clash and completely are outdated as well. So yeah, it was a difficult project. On the other side though, on a creative level, it was really enjoyable to work with friends, and also, like, I think a lot of people, they hear the word opera and they have very traditionalistic ideas of what to expect, and I think there was a lot of people that liked it, but it seemed to divide people. There were a lot of people just really expected something else.
I saw on your social networks that you kind of promote the MFK, Malmö Free University for Women. It's the publication Do the Right Thing. This is a feminist project of organizing a common safe space that connects art and political action. Their slogan is Towards a Collective Dependency. So do you participate in a similar working space? And is this manual actually expressing ideas similar to your working process?
We do have, quite a few very important friendships, and on a creative and on just a friendship level in Berlin. I work with in a shared studio together with Olof and with Hermione, who's also playing live in Planet Rock, and we also let people use our studio. And the idea of having a studio together was to somehow to exchange ideas, to have a place where we can talk about anything political or anything to do with the creative process or the kind of the business side of having to make music and the outside world, like playing in a public space, dealing with promoters, like a support network kind of thing. And for me, that manual, it really is I have it with me all the time. It's like a pocket manual when I'm in when I'm out of that community where I am, where it's quite loving and supportive and sharing, and then you find yourself in a more kind of straight sort of mainstream environment, it's pretty shocking. You forget what it is really like, for example, I went and DJed at a party, and I had experiences there where I realized that and it's good to have this book just to remind you that there is a way to somehow deal with this and also to think differently about all these issues.
The manual explains the notion of strategic separatism, which excludes people who do not define themselves as women. Their aim is to organize as women to jointly counteract being defined as women by patriarchy. It is a political strategy for collective action. They do it by generating dialogue and conflict around the existing power structures. And do you support strategic separatism, or are you more inclined to the, let's say, cyborg understanding where gender isn't an issue anymore?
Mm-hmm. I think the thing, first of all, they both exist. And I think that's, you can't, like, align the cyber... the cyber reality, for want of another word, but the cyber reality is not, you also have the physical reality, and you have to somehow decode and put what you're given somewhere in your soul and in your consciousness. So I think they both exist. When I first started making music, I believed for a long time that you didn't need women-only festivals, you didn't need women-only events. And because I didn't really, I thought, okay, you know, if someone's making good music, it'll win out. Obviously, after a while of playing and a lot of male-only, or I'd be the only female artist, and festivals and club events that were organised only by men, I started to realise that, oh, actually, no, you know, this space is not given to women. It's not that men monopolise it. And that in order to eradicate that inequality, one has to use separatism as a tool. And I started to understand it, because that space is just not given, so you have to make it for yourself. So women, I mean, I just use the example that I have, like women producers or people who identify themselves as women have to make that space for themselves. So I'm in full support of separatism as a method to achieve equality, not in separatism as a way forever to live. It's just as a tool to somehow, like, reverse in a way this territorial monopoly that is it's going on all the time.
So probably that's the reason you had Ruston Records, maybe? So
yeah, there's Ruston Records, but that was the first label that I made, and now I've turned it into Human Level. Human Level is a place where I'm going to release the new Planet Rock stuff. I'm also releasing other producers as well. I mean, that kind of is like, it's the agenda of the label, but the agenda of the label also evolve. But that's my interest.
MFK manual, it is written that utopia is an important part of political action and everyday life. So how does your utopia look like?
Huge diversity, you know. Like, I'm always shocked at how things get, so many like parts of our lives get narrowed down to a binary, to very little, and yet you know yourself like how diverse every individual is, and this denial of like self exploration, of embracing all your details, and that not be a problem, you know, that's anyway my utopia. I think also definitely on a sexual level, and also on an identity level and an intellectual level. I think that the years, or not just years, but the centuries, say for example of women not being able to study, or the thought of Marie Curie who discovered radium, couldn't present her work at the Science Institute in London because women were it was illegal for women to even study science. So her husband had to go present her work. I mean, these are crazy things that happen in history, and they've had and continue to have a terrible consequence on like half of the world's population. So I think, yeah, just like, I just want everything. I want it to widen up these terrible, negative, narrow monopolies, you know? I mean, that's also like, no, is it also in economics as well? And capitalism is, I find it such a destructive happening on society.
What about the next album? Can we expect the unexpected again?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. I'm just sort of in the final month of finishing it. It's coming out in January. And yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. It's a lot more dancey. And I think a bit more... Okay, this is the funny thing about it. It's heavier in its topics, maybe, but lighter in its music. So it's kind of like happy, but it's heavy at the same time. But like, cause it's got quite a clear message.
What are your influences? Because I didn't see anywhere.
I mean, right now, I think it's a lot of reading. I'm reading a lot of Foucault and Butler, and there's a lot. There's a lot of reading, but I have to say that my friends are a big influence on me. I have a lot of we share a lot of conversations and. And, you know, it's quite a few of us all trying to work out a way to use music and performance to expand on these ideas and share these thoughts and ideas. So that's really, like, it's pretty exciting, actually, that's very important. Film has always influenced me, actually. I love film, but of late, I've actually not watched so much, but I go through periods of watching a lot of film. I like film a lot. I think film and music is my favorite kind of two things together.
Na Planning to Rock je rajala Nika Mahnič.
Intervju Radija Študent.